For the masses, there is no freedom from the ignorance of the world and themselves, no liberation. Only the individual can escape. You are the individual. In truth, you are the only individual. For only you can know if you are being true in any moment. The essential characteristic of individuality is to know what is true at any time. Each individual is at a certain evolutionary point of consciousness. Consciousness is awareness of the truth of yourself or of life. Anyone hearing this recording right through will have developed to a certain stage of consciousness. To a less developed person, it will seem meaningless. However, as consciousness or truth cannot really vary or have degrees, when we talk of developing consciousness in people, it is more accurate to say that each individual is at a certain evolutionary stage of being less ignorant or less unconscious. Because you have listened this far, because you are real and serious enough to be able to hear the truth of life, your life, you have reached a certain point of consciousness, and you are now answerable to the karmic law. Whatever your reaction is to what I have just said, you have no choice. You can't run away or opt out. It is already done under the law. Like it or not, you are now responsible for yourself. And every time you perceive yourself being irresponsible, you will know it. As never before, you now control the circumstances of your life. How conditions unfold and affect you from now on will depend increasingly on how true you are being to yourself. It is a mighty moment and one to be uplifted by. The law of life's eternal justice is that no one can come under its conscious control until all the implications and consequences have been explained to them, or until they perceive the truth of it through their own experience. In other words, no one is responsible under the law for what they do not know. Knowledge is responsibility, and now you know. Furthermore, you now have the power to help you to be true as never before, even though you may not realize it immediately. This power comes from the energy of your new self-knowledge, your knowledge of the law as I have explained it. You and the law are one, although you may not know that yet either. Whenever you have the opportunity to be true, or more true to yourself, this energy will rise up in your consciousness to remind you. How swiftly and often you notice the reminder will depend on your diminishing inner resistance to the truth, your reducing independence or forgetfulness of the law. This independence is deeply ingrained in everyone as the ignorance and unconsciousness of the human race, until the individual is able to rise above it in himself or herself by being true every moment without effort. From now on, if ever you are not being true to yourself, if you are aware of it and persist in it, you will automatically draw to yourself the circumstances to make you more responsible and true in that area. Invariably, these are self-corrective or painful. The justice of the law is such that in time, you will actually see yourself creating difficult circumstances in yourself or perpetuating them. The main barrier to truth is fear, plus the desire to remain physically comfortable and emotionally secure, even though these particular conditions are constantly making you unhappy. Remember, what continues to trouble you is what you are not facing up to, and are in fact running from. In any situation, you can do no more than your best. It is the awareness, the growing consciousness of the need to be true for truth's sake and no other, that counts. Failure does not matter. You must not dwell on the past. There will be no shortage of opportunities to try again. Life will see to that, as life will also ensure that you succeed more and more, until eventually you perceive the wonder of the law working with precision in your life, as you begin to work the miracle of controlling circumstances as yourself.